Today's shiur is Leila Nishmas Rabbi Yehuda Leib ben Rav Shmuel. Today's shiur is Masechta Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin on Daf Lamed Amid Beis at the bottom of the Amid with the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, BePesach Karim BePashas Me'ada Shel Taras Ganim. On Pesach, we read the Parshas in the Sefer VeYikra about the Miyom Tovim. The Yad David points out, what does it say with Parshas Mayadus, not just Parshas Mayadus? So it says that wherever the Mishnah says Beparshas, when it's Minyana Deyoyma, when it's speaking about what today is all about, we use the word Beparshas. When it's not Minyana Deyoyma, it says Parshas. The Sifser Chum points out that the Mishnah had to say Shel Taras Kahanim because there's Parshas Mayadim in Parshas Pinchas, which is in Sefer Bamidbar. There's in Parshas Re'ei, which is in Sefer Devarim. So the Mishnah wanted to be very clear in saying that we start with reading what we learn in Parshas, what we learn in Sefer VeYikra. So Pesach, we read the Parshas Me'adus Shatars Kahanim. Batzeres, on Shavuos, we read Sheva Shavuos. That's the Parsha of Kol Bechor. And Rashi says, on the Sefer Rosh Yosef, why does Rashi point out that it has to be Parsha Shiva Shavuos? Why does Rashi say Parsha Kol Bechor? So he explains that Rashi is coming to teach us that we don't begin reading from the word Shiva Shavuos, but we begin the Kriyas Torah from Kol Bechor. And the Sefer Shal Michagiga explains because the Kedusha of the Bechorim started when we went out of Mitzrayim. And since there's such a link between the Kedusha of the Bechorim and Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's why we mention them together. Batzeres, we read Shiva Shavuos. Rosh Hashanah, we read Bechodesh HaShvii, Bech LeChodesh. B'Yom Kippurim, we read Parshas Achrei Mois. Beyond the Rishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkot, we read Karim B'Parshas Parshas Me'adas Shavataras Kahanim. We read the Parshas Emor. U'B'Shach Kol Yemois Achag, the other days of Sukkot, we read the Kabbonis Achag. We read the Kabbonis that are brought on every day of Sukkot. There's a Machloikis Rishonim, what we read on Chol Hamoed. Rashi says that in the first day of Chol Hamoed, which is the second day of Yontif, the first person who gets an Aliyah, we read a Yom Hasheni. The second person who gets an Aliyah, we read Yom Hashlishi. The third person who gets an Aliyah, we read B'Yom Harvii. And the Revi reads the Aliyahs of Yom Sheni and Yom Shlishi. That's the way Rashi says we do every day of Yontif. Even though it turns out that we're reading, according to Rashi, something that we know for sure is not today, that's not today's Kriya. We know that tomorrow's Kriya is certainly not today's. Today is not that day. We still read it over. There are others that disagree, and they say that the Rif and the Rosh that says that what we do is, the way we do it is like this, that we the Shlishi reads over the Kriyas Parsha Sheni. That means the Kohen reads B'Yom Hasheni, the Levi reads B'Yom Hashlishi, the Yisrael reads over B'Yom Hashlishi, and the Revi reads B'Yom Hasheni, B'Yom Hashlishi. That means we're reading only what could be today Sofik. This is all in Chutz Laretz, where we keep Sveika D'Yoyma. In Eretz Yisrael, everybody reads over the same Kriya because we know what today is. What is the Aloch L'maisa? The Shulchan Aruch says that we paskins like the Rif and the Rosh, but the Ramah paskins like Rashi, that the person who gets the Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah, reads tomorrow's Kriya. Not that the Shlishi, I'm sorry, reads tomorrow's Kriya Satira. B'Chanukah, on Chanukah we read the Parsha of the Nesiim. Because even though, of course, the primary Yontif of Chanukah was the Nes or the Menorah, but actually it was also the time of the Chanukah Samizbeach, that the Yevonim had defiled the Mizbeach and they rebuilt the Mizbeach. And therefore it's most appropriate to read the Parsha of the Mizbeach. Others explain, the Torah explains, quoting the Medrash, that when the Mishkan was built, they actually had the Mishkan prepared on Chaf Hei Kislev. It wasn't actually inaugurated until Rosh Chodesh Nissan, but it was finished on Rosh Chodesh Chaf Hei Kislev. And therefore, it's appropriate, since we're reading the Torah on those days, it's most appropriate we should read from the parashas of the Chanukah Samizbeach. The Sif Secham explains that the reason we read from this is because many of the psukim that we read in the parasha of the Nesiim represent the way the menorah should be put up, and therefore it makes sense that that should be the Kriyas HaTorah for those days. But Purim, we read the parasha of Vayava and Melech. And Tosfos asks the question that we learned that a parasha that we read, whenever we read from the Sefer Torah, it should always have at least 10 psukim. In this parasha, there's only 9 psukim. So Tosfos says that since this entire, everything we need to learn is included in those 9 psukim, so even though it's only 9 psukim, we read the 9 psukim, we read a parasha of only 9 psukim. Be Rosh Chodeshim, on Rosh Chodesh, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, we read the parasha of Berosh Chodeshim. And there's a difference when Rosh Chodesh falls during the week versus when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls during the week, we begin with the parasha of the Tamid. When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we begin with the words of B'yoyim HaShabbos. But my modest, as we spoke many times when we learned Masechta Tainus, when somebody brings a carbon, he's supposed to be there, represented there when he brings the carbon. But the Gemara says it's not possible for all of Klal Yisrael to be there when the carbon tamid is brought every day. So there were 24 mishmeiros of people who were the anshei maimed. The way we learned was the people who were in Yerushalayim, who are members of that maimed, would come to the Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, to be there as the Karbanos were brought. People in the other cities would stay at home and fast all week besides Sunday and Friday, and they would read from the Sefer Torah. And the Gemara says, we read from the Ma'aseh Bereishis. And as Rashi explains, because B'schus the Karbanos, Miskaimim Shamayim V'aretz, the world has an existence because of the Karbanos, which is directly related to the Mamodus. But Tanius, that we read, on a Tanius we read the Brachos V'Kalos, from Parshas B'chukosai to Toichacha. Says the Ran, that we don't do that, because the Tanius that we have are not the Tanius Sibur that we discussed in Parshas, in Masechta Tainus. In Masechta Tainus, we spoke about the Tanesim that they used to make if there was Chas V'Shalom, a drought. And that's when they read from the Teuchach on those Tanesim. And our Tanesim, which are established Tanesim, that we read Parshas Vayichal, as we discussed at the end of our previous year. Says the Gemara, Eimav Sikin, says the Mishnah, Eimav Sikin B'Klolus, if we're in the middle of reading the Tachacha, we don't stop in the middle of reading the Tachacha. Elechet Kairis Kulan. There's one person who gets the entire Aliyah. B'Sheni, B'Shab, Chamishi, Monday and Thursday, B'Shabbos, Mincha, Kairin, Kesidron. We read the Parshas HaShavua, as we mentioned many times. Moshe Rabbeinu established that we should read from the Sefer Torah Monday and Thursday on Shabbos. We should never have 3 days that we don't read from the Sefer Torah. And Ezra added that we also read from the Torah Shabbos by Mincha, in case there were people that weren't learning Shabbos afternoon. And moreover, he was the one that we always call up at least three people to the Sefer Torah. And also that we always read, as we mentioned earlier in our shiur, at least 10 people. However, there is one difference, says the Sifsei Chachamim, between the Kriyas HaTorah of Monday and Thursday versus the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos afternoon. Sifsei Chachamim explains that Shabbos afternoon, under all circumstances, the Kriyas HaTorah is always the Parshas HaShavua. Whereas on Monday and Thursday, as we discussed in our previous shiur, if it turns out that there's a Yontif or a Shchaydish or whatever on Monday and Thursday, the Parshas HaShavua Kriya is pushed away and we read the Kriya of that day. That means that when the next Shabbos comes, we don't say, well, we've already read till Sheni, but we start over at the beginning of the parsha. Shenemar, the halacha that every yontif we should read minyan of the yoyma, says the Gemara, where do we take that from? Because the pasuk says, "V'David Moshes miade Hashem abnei Yisrael mitzvasim." The mitzvah is sheikarim kol echad ve'echad bezmanai. Every should be read at the proper time. Begins the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan Pesach. On Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Karim Pashas Me'ados, we read the Pashas Me'ados, on Maftirim, and the Haftarah of that day was Pesach Gilgal. And I saw that the Kesef Mishnah points out that originally, of course, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, Haftarah was a very early minig, but that they did not have a minig to read specifically a specific Haftarah. They would always find a Haftarah from Navi that was related to what we were reading that day. What happened in this Braisa is that they established specific Haftarahs for specific days. Says the Gemara, V'idna dika tre yoyma, now that we have 2 days Yontif in Chutz L'Arts, yoyma kama, the first day Yontif, the Haftarah is b'Pesach b'Gilgal. Well, Machar, the second day is Pesach Yishiyahu, after Yishiyahu destroyed all of the Avodah Zarah, he told them that they should start bringing the Karm Pesach again, which they had stopped bringing from the time of Shmuel. This is regarding the Haftarah. But Rashi points out, as far as the Kriyas HaTorah, the halacha is that both days of Pesach, both the two first days of Pesach, we read the same Kriyas HaTorah. Shai Moshe Pesach, the other days of Pesach, Malakim B'Kairim in Yonash Pesach. We read during Chol HaMoed different Kriyas HaTorah that relate to Pesach. Omer HaPapa, Mapa Simen. The Simen is Mapa, that this is the way, the abbreviation to remember what we read on every day of Chol HaMoed. Mem is Mishru Kulchem Tzoyin L'Mishpachaseichem V'Shachtu HaPesach, which speaks about the parish of Karm Pesach, and as we left Mitzrayim. Aleph represents Im Kesef Talvas Ami, which the Pasuk there continues discussing the Sholosh Regalim. Pei represents Pesol L'Choshnei Luch Savonim K'Rishonim, which there the Sholosh Regalim are also mentioned. Vav is Vidav Hashem Moshe B'Midba Sinai B'Yasu B'nei Yisrael Asa Pesach B'Mayadoi, which speaks about Pesach Sheni. Beyond of Achron Shal Pesach, on Shvi Shal Pesach, Koyrin Vehi B'Shalach, we read Vehi B'Shalach, that's where the parasha of Kriyas Yamtsuf appears. Maftirin, and the Haftarah is Vidav B'Tavid L'Hashem Eskedivre Asherah Azois, that speaks about the Shira, Parasha B'Shalach, Parasha Shira. Ulamachar, on the second day of the 8th day of Pesach, Yontif Akron Shal Pesach, we read Kol HaBachar and Maftirim Oid Hayoim, which speaks about the downfall of Sancheriv, which took place on Pesach, and therefore it's very related to Pesach. Amar Baya, V'ad Nagul Amri, now the Minika Olam is Meshoich Torah Kadesh B'Kasva Psoba Midbar Shalch B'Churai. These words are again representation, an abbreviation of what we read. On the first day we read Mishchu Chulchem. The second day we read Shara Kesav Eizki Yivoleid, that speaks about the parasha of Mayadis. The third day we read Kaddish Likah B'chor, where we speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kaspa is Mekesav Tal V'Ami. And the fifth day we read B'yom Hashem P'sol Choshnei Luchus Avonim. And the sixth day we read V'Yidav Hashem Moshe B'mid V'Sinai V'yas B'nei Yisrael S'Pesach B'Mayadoi. B'Shvi we read the Shira Parshas B'Shalach. And Achris Nishe Pesach we read Kol B'char Shiyavolid. Batzeres, on Shavuos, says the Gemara, we read Shiva Shavuos, Umaftirin B'Chabakuk. We read from Chabakuk, which speaks about Kabbalah Satorah. Acherim Oimrim, that we read on Parshas on Shavuos, B'Chodesh HaShlishi, Al-Tzeis B'nei Yisrael Mehat Mitzrayim, B'Yom Hazeh Bo'a Mid B'Sinai, Umaftirin, and we, the Haftorah is Markova, the Maisa Markova, and as the Mepharshim explain, the Maisa Markova speaks about the incredible vision of seeing what's doing in Shemayim, and Klal Yisrael came to the Chochma to be able to understand and learn this when we came to the Madrega of Kabbalah Satorah. Vida de Ikatre Yoima says the one that we in Chutzlar celebrate 2 day Shavuos Avdin and Basketavayu. We can read both, but Ipcha we do the opposite. On the first day of Shavuos, we read about Kabbalah Satorah, and Aftorah is the Maisa Makava, because Kabbalah Satorah was on Vav Sivan, and the second day Shavuos we read Shiva Shavuos, and Aftorah is from Chabakuk. Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah we read B'chodesh Hashvi, which is the parasha of Rosh Hashanah, Umaftirin Haben Yakali Ephraim, and we read that because the pasuk speaks there Zochar Askerena Rachim and Rachmena. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah to remember us and have Rachmanos on us. And some say that we read in Rosh Hashanah Vashem Pakar Asara, because that's the day that Sarah was remembered. Umaftirin Bechana, because that's the day that Chana was remembered. Because, as I saw the Sefer Evan Yaakov explains, that on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Ovrei Olam, Omrim L'fonav Kivnei Maaron, all of us pass by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, and everybody who needs something should never give up hope, but always remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and will have Rachmanis on us. Sarah didn't have children, Chana didn't have children, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them. And when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember people? As the Medrash says, Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarah V'Chana. Now that we celebrate 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and as when we learned Masechet Rosh Hashanah, we spoke extensively. Rosh Hashanah is the unique yontif that even in Eretz Yisrael they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Now that we celebrate 2 days yontif Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kama Kiyesh Aimrim. The first day we read Vashem Pakre Soro and after is Chanukah, Lamachra, and the next day we read Elkim Nisas Avram, that because we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah to remember the Schus of the Akedah, and the Haftarah is HaBen Yaakov, as we spoke about a moment ago. B'Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippur Shachris, we read the parasha of Achrei Mois. That was the day that's the parasha that speaks about the avoid of Yom Kippur. And we also want to speak about the Misa of Bnei Aaron, because as the Zohar explains, that if somebody who cries on the Batir of a Tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to such a person, V'sor avoincho v'chatoscho t'chaper, that's a way to have kaparos avoinus, which we're all so anxious to have, explains the Mat Ephraim. The Mat Ephraim, the Mishnah Berurah takes it a step further. The Mishnah Berurah says a person, when he reads the story of the Mises Bnei Aaron, thinks to himself, if these great people, the children of Aaron, ended up suffering, so much more must we be concerned. Maftiron and Aftiris from Yeshaya, Kikoy Omer Ram Venisa. There, the pasuk discusses how a person does tshuva. Ubimincha, a Mincha Yom Kippur, Karen Barayas. We read the parshas of the Arayas, Maftirim B'Yoyna, and we read Yoyna. So the reason we read the parsha of Arayas, explains the Rambam by Mincha, is a person should read that parsha and start thinking by himself that have I violated of any of these averis, and therefore he'll do tshuva on them. Tosfos explains that on Yom Kippur everybody comes to shul, and since everybody comes to shul, women are dressed up. We have to be concerned that people will look at them inappropriately, and therefore we read this haftarah. The Kveger has a very interesting question. He says, Mincha on Yom Kippur, we have Kriyas HaTorah. And the question is, if somebody is not fasting on Yom Kippur, can he get an aliyah by Mincha on Yom Kippur? Is the Kriyas HaTorah that we read by Mincha because of Yom Kippur? And Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur for everybody, even for the people who are not fasting. Or is it limited? Do we read, just like on every Tainus, we read Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha, so too on Yom Kippur, it's a Tainus. We're reading Mincha, Kriyas HaTorah. But if that's the case, so just like on a Tainus, L'chatchila, one should not give the Kriyas HaTorah to somebody who, one should not give aliyah to somebody who's not fasting, so too should be the halacha on Yom Kippur. And Kivega remains with a tzorach ian, what the right thing to do. I saw another pshat, why we read on Yom Kippur by Mincha from the parashas of Arayas. It goes back to what we learned at the end of Masechta Tanis, that in Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, the girls will go out and dance. And since the girls would go out and dance on Yom Kippur, that was a time where they were looking and they needed to be controlled and warned not to think what they're not supposed to think. Maftirin, and as we know, on Yom Kippur in the afternoon, the Haftarah is the parish of Yoyna, where even the city of Nineveh did tshuva, and a person should know that he has to do tshuva. Another pshat that I saw, the Avodram says that we know Yoyna tried to run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and here we're learning that you can't run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion takes this a step further. He says, here we had the people of Nineveh, who the Pasuk says were terrible Baalei Aveira. But even though they were such terrible Baalei Aveira, they did tshuva. Here too, we learn the concept that we spoke about, a person should never give up hope. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Sheata Moitzei Gevurasei Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, wherever we find the Pasuk speaking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the Moitzei Nevusnososoi. We also speak how humble HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Of course, the Mashal points out, it's not everywhere. He says that every Sefer of Tanakh, these two, we have this type of a situation. Dovazeh, Kosma Torah Shana Benavim, Umashos Biksuvim. Kosma Torah Kashem Elkechem, Hu Elkeo Lakim, Vadoine Adoinim, Hokeo Agodla Gibbe Vanoiro, Viksibas Rei. And then the Pasuk says, Oysa Mishpat Yosef Almona, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about the people who are downtrodden. Shani Benavim, the Pasuk says, Kikar Amarov and Esau, Shoichan Ad Vikodosh, Viksibas Rei, Vestak of Vishval Ruach, Lachius Ruach, Shfolim, Lachius Lev Nitkoim. Mishosh Beksuvim, Dixiv, Soilul Reich by Ravis Bakosh Shemai, Dixivis Rei, Avi Yisimim, Vedayan Almanas. So here the Gemara taught us how we find this dichotomy by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So as Demri Emes explains, even though the Pasuk says Hashem Geus Lovesh, explains the Imri Emes, the Geus Lovesh is only the outward, what's outside, but what is the true essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulei Anova, it's modesty and chesed. And I saw that the Imri Penchas explains that if somebody is an onuf, if you see that somebody recognizes the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we can realize that person who has the ability to recognize and realize the greatness of Hashem, Shamat Atamas Nasai, that person must be a modest person. Because if the person wasn't a modest person, he would not have the ability to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk Pshat in the Gemara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as great and as glorious as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself and diminishes himself to be with us in this world. And the Meshech Chachma asks, how does this Gemara about Kamakash at the Maitz Gedolos of Kadosh Baruch Hu come into our Gemara? So he explains, we're speaking about Yom Kippur. And we're speaking about Yom Kippur, and the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kadosh Kedoshim Yom Kippur, and as he entered the Kadosh Kedoshim, and he would realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would still realize how much chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, that with all of his greatness, he allows us to come close to him, particularly on Yom Kippur. And the Yaris Devash says that the lesson of this Gemara, a concept that we've been discussing in our Shir today, is that a person should never give up hope. And even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous rachmanis on us. And when a person comes, explains the Shloah, to that recognition of how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and how much rachmanis he has on us, then he will never give up hope. Says the Gemara, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkot, Karim beParshas Me'adas Shabbatayos Kahanim, we read Parshas Emor Umaftirin, and the Haftarah of that day is Hine Yoyim Baal Hashem, which speaks about the Mechemes Gog Magog, which will happen on Sukkot. Says the Gemara, on that we have 2 days of Sukkot, we in Chutz La'aretz, the Mokka Mikra Hachinam Kriya, the Kriyas HaTorah of the second day Sukkot is the same as the Kriyas HaTorah of the first day Sukkot, but the Afturei Mai, Mafterinen, what is the Afturah? Says the Pasuk Yikol HaMelech Shloima, because the Pasuk there in Sefer Melachim speaks about how Shloima Melech inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash before Sukkot, and everybody remained there till after Sukkot. Shah Kalimos HaShab, for the duration of Sukkot, Karim b'Kabbonis HaChag, we read the parasha of the Pinchas, Yontav Achron, says the Gemara, on Shmini Atzeres, Karim Kol B'Kor. But this is the halacha, says the Shulchan Aruch, only in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, where we have Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, so on Shmini Atzeres, we read Kol B'Kor. But in Eretz Yisrael, where there's only one day Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, we read Parsha Zoyis HaBrocha. Karim Kol B'chor, Mitzvah Sechukim, which speak about the mitzvahs that speak about the things that have to be done on Yontif. On Sukkot, Maftirim V'chi K'lai Shama, Hashlema finished building the Beis HaMikdash, L'machor, on the Simchas Torah in Chutz La'aretz, Karim Zoyis HaBrocha, we read Zoyis HaBrocha, and the Haftarah is V'yamod Shloima. Amar Rav Huna Marav, Shabbos Shechah Lias B'chol Shemoyed, Shabbos Chol Moed, Bein B'Sukkos, whether Pesach and Sukkos, Mikra Karinan, the Kriyas HaTorah is Rei Ata Oma Alai, because we speak there about Shabbos, Shol Shregolim, and Chol Moed, and these are days that have all of those, this is a day that has all of those three things in them, V'Afturei, and Haftarah, B'Pesach, the Haftarah is Hatzamas Yiveshos, the dried bones, which will have Tchias Hamesim. B'Sukkos, we read B'Yoyim by Goig, which also speaks about Mechemes Goig Magog, which, as we mentioned a little earlier, we read Mechemes Goig Magog will take place on Simchas Torah. So I saw that the Satmar Rebbe said that in Chutz La'aretz, on Shmini Atzeres, we read Asa to Aser. And at Yisrael, as we said, on Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres, they read V'Zoyis HaBracha. So Satmar Rebbe used to say that if in Chutz La'aretz we're reading Asa to Aser, and in Chutz La'aretz we're reading about people giving tzedakah, then people in Chutz La'aretz would send staka to their brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, so then in Eretz Yisrael, they'll be zoicha to the zois habracha. They will be, have that. Says they'll have bracha from the staka that's being sent to them. The Chanukah we read in the Siyam, and we read in the Haftarah, Shabbos Chanukah, is Beneris to Zechariah, the nearest that Zechariah saw in his Nevuah. V'mikli shtei Shabbosos, if there are two Shabbos Chanukahs, Kamaisa, the first Shabbos Chanukah of Torah, is Neiris to Zechariah, and Beraisa, the second Shabbos Chanukah, we read Neiris Shloima about the menorah that Shloima Melech built. Bepurim, we read the Yavah Amalek. Barash HaKadoshim, we read the Barash HaChayichem. Rish Chodesh, Shechalis B'Shabbos, when Rish Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Maftirim the Haftarah is, V'hoyim Edei Chodesh B'Chodshoi. Chal Lios B'Echa B'Shabbos, if Rish Chodesh falls on Sunday, Me'esmoel, so on Shabbos, which is the day before Maftirim, we read the Haftarah V'yomeloi Yonason Mocher Chodesh, that it speaks about how Shaul was chasing David and Yonason warned Shaul to be careful. Amar Rav Huna, Rish Chodesh Av Shechalis B'Shabbos, Rish Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos, Maftirim, Chodshechem Maftechem, Son of Nafshe, Hoyalei L'Torech, because it speaks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset at our behavior. My Hoyalei L'Torech, ask the Gemara, what does it mean, Hoyalei L'Torech? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu announces, Lo'idai Lem L'Yisrael, Shechoyten L'Fonai. Not only is it bad enough that Klal Yisrael do Averis, Ela Matrich Noisei, they bother me, Shaleida Ezekzer Kosh Avi Aleichem. The worse they behave, the worse HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mida Kenega Mida has to treat us. And the worst, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, by them acting in such a manner, I am bothered that I have to punish them in such a significant way. B'Tisha B'Av Gufei Mayim Maftirinan says, what is the Haftarah of Tisha B'Av? Amar Rav, Echa Hoysel Zoyna. The Haftarah is Eifa Chayisul Zoyna. There is a question that the Paiskim discuss when Rish Chodesh Av is on Shabbos. Do we read the Gimel, the Puraniyasa, the Haftarahs that are read for the 3 weeks, or do we read the special Haftarah of Rish Chodesh? Our minig is that we read the Haftarah of the Gimel, the Puraniyasa. Tisha B'Av Gufei Mayim Maftirinan, Amarav Eifa Chayisul Zoyna. Ask the Gemara, Mikra Mai, what is the Kriyas HaTorah for Tisha B'Av? Tanya Cherem Omrim, Imloy Sishmuli. The Pasuk speaks about the, if Klal Yisrael won't do what they're supposed to do, and the Beis HaMikdash Rachmanon Shel Olam will be destroyed. Rav Nosson, by Yosef Omer, at Onor Yonatsuni HaMerzeh, which speaks about the Parashat Meraglim, which we have discussed previously, happened on Tisha B'Av. Also, Pashas Meraglim. Amar Abaya, Hadna Nag Almi L'Mikri, but our meaning is to read Kisolat Bonim, that where Moshe Rabbeinu warns Klal Yisrael that if they're going to do Averis, then we're going to go into Golus, and the Haftarah is Asif Asifim, which is a Kina, which laments the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Bamadas, as we learned, we read Maisa Bereishis. Ask the Gemara, Menon Emili, how do we know that that's what we should read? Bnei Mamodos, Omer Ramami, so explains Ramami, Amalei Mamodos, if not for the Mamodos, L'Neskayim B'Shemayim V'Aretz, the world will not have a Kiyum. Shenemar, Emloi B'Risi Yoyim V'Layla, Chukas Shemayim V'Aretz L'Samti. That speaks about, and the Pasuk goes, and the Gemara speaks about the Bris Ben Amsorim. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Avram Avinu that he would give us Eretz Yisrael, we find that Avram Avinu says to Hashem, V'yayim Hashem Elokim, B'ma Eda Karishana, how will I know that we'll get Eretz Yisrael? Amar Avram Elfnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'nei Shloilem, Shema Chash Yisrael, Choyitnu Fnecha, Klai Yisrael will do an Aveira, V'ata Oyselahem Dor HaMabul, and you'll treat them like Dor HaMabul. And all the Mefarshim ask, hasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Shvuah that he would never bring a Mabul? So the answer, the shvuah was that he wouldn't bring a mabel shalmayim, but perhaps he'll bring a mabel shalesh. Another pshat is they wouldn't bring a mabel to destroy the entire world, but he could bring a mabel to destroy certain places. Amalai, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, or maybe you'll do to them like you did the like the Dora Flogger. Amalav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says not. Amalfana Rebbeinu Shloilem, but Ma Eda Kereshana. How will I know that will happen? So of course the Mefarshim ask, how could Avram Avinu, who was the person who had the greatest amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do I know what will happen? So the Chafetz Chaim explains that what Avram Avinu's question was, a Yerusha, we know, we've learned many times, is l'olam, is forever. And the question was, how do I know that Klal Yisrael will be zoicha to this Yerusha, that they will have the Yerusha forever? The Pashup Shad is that Avram Avinu was concerned that maybe his children will eventually not behave the way they're supposed to behave. And if not going to behave the way they're supposed to behave, they will lose Eretz Yisrael. Amalai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Kacholi Eze Meshaleshes, take a carbon, and b'schus the carbonus, they will be saved. Amar Lefonov, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so Avram Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Teinach B'zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, that's fine and well, as long as the Beis HaMikdash is standing. However, B'zman She Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when we will no longer have a Beis HaMikdash, B'ma Tehe Aleim, Amar Aloi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, K'fa Tikanti Lehem Say the Kabonis, I've established that they should say the Kabonis, and Kol Z'man She Karim Behem, whenever they read from the Kabonis, Ma'ala Ani Aleim Kelem Akrivim, carbon lefonai, that it's going to be considered as if they brought a carbon themselves, and therefore or meichal ni aleim aver nesayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I will be meichal da averis. Of course, the chikrei leiv says it's not actually equivalent, because the chikrei leiv explains that we know the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that that on Shabbos one is not allowed to read by candlelight, for we are concerned shemayata. He may move the candle, which of course represents Chil Shabbos. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says, Ani ekra, I will read v'loyata, and I have nothing to worry about. And he did move the candle, and he said, when Mashiach comes, I'm going to have to bring a carbon chatas. But why wasn't it sufficient that he should just read the Parshas Kabbonis? Says the Chikri Leiv, from here we see that it's not enough, that saying it is not enough. We're going to also have to bring the actual Kabbonis. So here we learn how important it is that one should say Kabbonis. The Shulchan Aruch says that we should be careful not to say Kabbonis before our lois. Because just like we learned in the Beis HaMikdash, Kabbonis were not allowed to be brought before Alois. So we're saying by reading from the Kabbonis, it's as if we're bringing the Kabbonis, we should be careful not to say it before Alois. The Magen Avraham says that the Parshas Kabbonis should be said standing. Because just like we learned many times, when they brought Kabbonis, the Kohanim had to be standing when they did the Avodah. So too, when we read the Parshas Kabbonis, the Derech Chaim says that it should be read b'tzibur, because the Parshas Kabbonis, we've mentioned many times, include the Parshas Tamid, which is a carbon tzibur, and a carbon tzibur is only said b'tzibur. The Shulchan Aruch also says that a person, when he brings the carbon, should read all the Parshas Kabbonis, and he should say that if I'm mechuyev a carbon, that carbon, he should say that carbon, kilu crafty. When he says Pashas Asham, he says that if I'm mechuyev a carbon Asham, it should be considered like I brought a carbon Asham. And so for carbon chatas. The Chavetz Chaim says that saying Kabbonis, one has to know the Hilchas Kabbonis. He says just saying Pashas Kabbonis without understanding what you're saying, and he takes it even a step further, it's not just sufficient to understand what you're saying, says the Chafetz Chaim. You have to know the Hilchos Kabbonis. Just like the Kohanim had to know the Chi of all the Kabbonis, the Din of all the Kabbonis, when we're saying the Kabbonis, we should say it, we should understand it as well. There's a big discussion that should Talmid HaChachamim who learn say Karbonis? He says, I saw that the Mishnah Berurah suggests that the entire reason we say Karbonis, because it has in it Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. But if Talmid HaChachamim learn Talmud Bavli, and Talmud Bavli is Bola Mekol, so maybe we don't have to say Karbonis, because we're already being Yaitza by learning Talmud Bavli. But I saw Rabbi Chaim Kamyevsky says that even if you don't say all of the Parshas Karbonis, you should at least say Parshas Talmud, because the Karbon Talmud should say every day. And so too is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav was makbid to say Parshas Talmud every day, because somebody who says Parshas Talmud is as if he brought the Karbon Talmud. The other Karbonis don't have the same requirement. Betanias, says the Gemara, we read Prox V'Klolos, we read the Techocha, and as we learned, V'Eim Mafsikim V'Klolos. Answers the Gemara Menonim Hili, how do we know that we don't stop in reading in the middle of the reading Techocha? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiba, Gam Domar Vasi, Domar Kro, Musar Hashem B'ni Altimus. So if somebody doesn't read the entire Techocha, it looks like he's not prepared to listen to all of the Musar that the Pasuk is giving us. Rav Shlokashama, Lefisha Ein Oimrim, Brocha La Klolos. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, as Tosfos explains, Ima Anochi Betzara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is suffering with us. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is suffering with us, it's inappropriate that we should say a bracha on that. We should feel terrible that we have caused, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should suffer along with us. So I saw that the Sfas Emes says that of a person, Emaf Sikim Eklolis, that a person, even when he's suffering, there are times in life that we're suffering, but Emaf Sikim, even when we're suffering, we should realize that we are still connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Emaf Sikim, and not break that special bond that exists between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Elahechi Ovid, so exactly what should be done? Says the Gemara Tana, Kishu Maskel, Maskel B'Pasuk Shalofneim, we should start, when somebody gets the Aliyah of the Techocha, he should start reading from before the Techocha, Ukshu Masayim, and when he finishes reading the Techocha, B'Sayim B'Pasuk Shalachreim also. And as the Rishonim point out, if it's a new parasha, we always have to read three Pesukim, as we learned earlier in our Masechta. Amar Abaya, comments on this Abaya, Loi Shonal B'Klalos Shabbataris Kadim. Everything we've just discussed is when we're reading the Kololos and Parshas B'Chukosai. Av B'Kololos Shabbat Torah, when we're reading the Kololos and Sefer Devarim Parshas Kisavai Paisik. Ask the Gemara Mai Tama, why the Techocha and Parshas Kisavai different than Techocha and Parshas B'Chukosai? Answer the Gemara Halolu, Parshas B'Chukosai B'Loshin Rabbim's Amaris, it said B'Loshin Rabbim. And Moshim Apia Gvura Amram. And as the Mashah explains, these are two separate reasons. Given the combination of these two separate reasons, that's why Mishnah Torah is not as serious as Sefer V'Yikra. Says the Gemara, Levi Babuti have a Karim of Gangam. When he would read the Pasha Techach, he would read it quickly. Kameid Rav Huna Barure. When he read it, the close of Mishnah Torah. Amalach Akanafshech. Read it fine. Loshanu, because this halacha that we have to be careful when we're reading the Techocha is only B'Taris Kahanim. Av Mishnah Torah Paisik. Tanya of Shimon Elazar Omer. Ezra, Tikalam Yisrael. Ezra established Sheikhirim B'Klosh B'Taris Kahanim Kahanim Atzeres. That we should read Parshat B'Chukosei before Shavuos. Mishnah Torah, we read before Rosh Hashanah. My Tama Amabai B'Tem Rish Lakish. Tichla Hashanah B'Klosei. We want that there should be a year, the beit should end with the end of the year. And that's why Tosfos says, we have Parshas Netzavim read between Kisavai and Rosh Hashanah, because we don't want the Techocha should be right before Rosh Hashanah. And the same goes on for Shavuos.
Bishlama Mishnah Torah Ikka Kadesh Tichla Shanim Klusel. As says the Gemara, Taras Kahanim Ota Tzeres Rosh Hashanah Hu. Is Rosh Hashanah Shavuos? Says the Gemara, yes. In Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah Hi. Atzeres also considered Rosh Hashanah. The Tanan, as the Mishnah taught us from Sechta Rosh Hashanah, Atzeres is the day that we read a Peiros Eilan. And again, we try to avoid that we shouldn't, that Parshas Kisavai have Parshas Nitzavim between Parshas Kisavai and Rosh Hashanah, and we should have Parshas Bamidbar between Parshas Bechukosai and Shavuos. We shouldn't go into the year, the new years that we're discussing, we shouldn't go into them with any, we should not go into them with any klolos. So I saw that the Kozel Gavur explains that there's a point of Tichla Shana Kulasal, and there's also a point of Tachl Shana Brichasal, because what we do in those days, we speak about Bamidbar, and we speak about Nitzavim, we speak about Brachas. And from here we see that how the Kriyas HaTorah that we read at any given time has such a profound influence on the way we live. And therefore, the Kriyas HaTorah that we read always should be very consistent with the message that we're trying to learn and discuss at that time of the year.